Welcome to the Advisor Arena Podcast with your hosts Jamie Malm and Josh Watson. This show is designed to share ideas and help you gain insight from some of your most successful peers. We will discuss industry news, hot topics, and challenges you may face, as well as give you some possible solutions. Thanks for joining us today. Let's get started.
Welcome, everybody. It's another episode of the Advisor Arena Podcast. I'm Jamie Malm.
And I'm Josh Watson.
We are talking about summer slowdown a little bit today. I know summer can feel like a frustrating season for financial advisors. Clients are traveling, prospects are distracted, calendars suddenly have more white space on them. But I feel like the most successful advisors don't wait for September. They use summer to build momentum that really carries them into the busiest part of the year. So we are going to discuss what they do, how they're strengthening relationships, how they're improving marketing, just really creating opportunities while maybe competitors are taking their foot off the gas a little bit.
You're right. I mean, every advisor probably knows that feeling, right? Memorial Day rolls around and you look at your calendar and it starts to look a little different. You know, you've got clients on vacation, prospects want to circle back after Labor Day. You know, even referral partners can seem hard to pin down this time of year. So it's easy to think business is slowed because, you know, people aren't interested.
Yeah, I think it's usually not the case. It's not that they're suddenly not interested. People haven't stopped needing financial advice. They're just prioritizing their summer differently. So what we're going to go through today is how advisors can use these months to really build momentum instead of waiting for everything to come piling in the fall. We're going to go through the top 10 things you can do this summer to keep momentum building.
Right. And, you know, if you think about it, summer is actually one of the best times to strengthen relationships with existing clients. I know in the past we've talked about the importance of surge, which is, you know, simply lumping your annual client reviews together. Summer is a really great time to focus on that. It's also just a great time just to connect, you know, call clients just to check in, ask about vacations, how their grandchildren are doing, celebrate some milestones, right? So those are the type of conversations that create loyalty that will last a lot longer than any quarterly performance review. And I think is a reason that separates the best advisors from everyone else.
Yeah, we've talked about like doing Care Bear calls, things like that. Sometimes we have our, you know, somebody else in the office do that, which now might be a good time for them to hear directly from you. People remember how you make them feel. And if your only communication is when markets are volatile or something needs a signature, you're missing out on really multiple opportunities to connect, to build relationships, to really deepen those relationships. So, you know, a quick 3-5 minute conversation with no agenda often builds more trust than what you could do in an hour long review.
You're exactly right. Exactly right. Summer's also, you know, it's a great time to reconnect with your happiest clients. So not by saying necessarily, do you know anyone, you know, that you could refer me? Instead, ask questions like, you know, who's in your life, you know, that has recently retired? Who do you know that's maybe changing jobs? Has anyone in your family inherited money or lost a spouse recently that could use some help? So those questions are much easier for clients to answer because they think about people, not referrals. So great opportunity to connect there if you do it correctly.
So number one, deepen existing relationships, connect with them differently, but also maybe prioritize how we're doing our annual reviews. You mentioned surge. I think that's a great opportunity because it's hard to sprinkle in client reviews and constantly be switching gears from I'm in a closing in appointment, I'm in a fact-finding appointment, now I'm in an annual review. We're constantly shifting gears, which takes us out of the groove of what we're doing. When we can aggregate client reviews together, I think that's a great one. So number one, maybe look at ways to deepen your client relationships, either with check-ins or aggregating client reviews. Two, ask for referrals, but do it the right way. Right. People, like you said, they feel a little put on the spot, I think, when we ask for referrals. They kind of freeze up and they're like, gosh, I don't know, who would I refer? But when you make it easy with situations that would warrant maybe a conversation, then they start thinking through, well, who do I know like that? And you'll be surprised, I think, at how easy that starts to snowball. We just have to get out of our comfort zone and actually do it. Summer's a great time because we don't have the excuse of I'll do it when things slow down a little bit. They've slowed down. So now is a great time to do it. I also think if we go into number three, then when business is quieter, when you're able to do all of these things, it's a great opportunity to really start thinking about marketing. What is the content that you're going to use for the rest of the year, right? You can record educational videos. You can then think about repurposing that content, get your website updated, build out social media content. Maybe you've been meaning to update your seminar presentation. Now is the time to do all of those things. By the time September arrives, then you've probably banked months of content that is ready to go. You're not then constantly trying to create that when you're also in your busiest time of year.
Yeah, you're exactly right. It slows down. So it gives you the opportunity to work, you know, on the business, as we say, instead of in the business. You're exactly right. And I think part of that too is, you know, looking at your reviewing your client experience. Mm-hmm. So, you know, here's a question every advisor should ask. If I became my own client today, what would frustrate me? So look at everything. So how easy is it to schedule with you? You know, how long does your paperwork take when they come into the office? How often do your clients hear from you? Should that, you know, be dialed up? What do you do once someone says yes to becoming a client? What does that look like? So those little small improvements, those create a huge difference over time and is really what differentiates you and makes you different from everybody else.
We talk about Million Dollar Minds a lot, and Rami, to me, has been doing a lot of the support that he does with that Million Dollar Minds program. If you look at the overall theme that circulates through, what does he do from the minute he starts prospecting to managing the ongoing relationship? The theme that runs throughout that is, what kind of client experience is he creating? And that is where you differentiate yourself. So hopefully everybody listening to this has a dedicated process that they follow when they bring a new client on. But maybe it's been a little while, like you said, since you looked at it. Now would be the time to really take a step back, evaluate it from the perspective of, I'm coming in. Are there tweaks you should make? Are there adjustments? How do you make that experience better for the new clients that are coming in? I also think centers of influence are an important thing to zero in on. This is something that I feel like, anyway, maybe people have gotten away from in the last few years. We used to talk all the time about like partnering with CPAs, partnering with estate planning attorneys, really connecting with people in your community. And as we've started to become more comprehensive in the services that we've offered, maybe we have that internally. Maybe we use Gradient resources for it, so we don't rely as heavily on those partner relationships, but they are still excellent opportunities to connect with prospects. It does take a little finessing though, right? It's not just, hey, let me talk to you and let me tell you all about me and maybe why you should refer somebody to me. Most likely those are the professionals in your community. They're seeing a little bit of a slowdown as well. So instead of asking for referrals, ask about their business, ask what kind of challenges they're seeing, ask what kind of clients they're looking to help. When you focus on helping them first, then stronger referral relationships naturally develop. This is a great time of year to be intentional and be proactive with reaching out to some of those networking centers of influence opportunities in your local area.
I agree. And then the other thing I would say is it's also a good time to learn something new, right? So our top advisors, they don't just sell. They're always looking to continually improve. They look for training opportunities. when they go to a gala or a summit, they actually show up to the business meeting for those ideas. So maybe this summer is when you finally become, you know, more knowledgeable about Social Security planning or Medicare, tax efficient retirement income, right? Lot to that. Estate planning, that's a big one. Long-term care. Maybe it's business succession or Roth conversions. Maybe you want to get a little more versed on annuities and way to structure those. So the more problems you can solve, the more valuable you'll become to your clients. And so that's where that continuous learning comes in.
Our industry has no lack of training opportunities. So you simply have to carve out the time. It can be difficult. That's the number one thing that I hear from advisors when we have training opportunities for them to take advantage of. The timing of it is usually what prevents them. Can I afford to be out of the office for a day and a half? Can I afford time away from my practice to go do that? I can appreciate that. It is not always easy to find time to do all the things that we want to do. But if you're reflecting on your practice and you're thinking, okay, I'm not going to be proactively doing any marketing here for 6 to 8 weeks, or maybe 8 to 10 weeks, depending on, you know, your structure, what are you going to do to invest back into the business? Could be a great opportunity to take advantage of some of those training opportunities that don't work the rest of the year when it is too difficult to get away for a short period of time. I also think as we go through the top 10 here, we're on number 7 for anybody keeping track. We all have a database of people that we have spent time and effort and money to go get in front of, and the timing wasn't right. Now would be a great time to go back and revisit those old leads, right? Summer is a great time to reconnect with people that maybe life just got in the way. Simple message. I was reviewing my files. I thought about you. How things changed since we talked last. It can restart conversations with people that eventually become clients. I think we get in our own way a little bit and we think, oh, they didn't move forward. They weren't interested. They don't want to hear from me. It's probably just a timing thing. Don't let those just sit and waste away. Let's go back. Let's really put forth some intentional effort to re-engage those people. I bet you'd be surprised. You probably got some gold nuggets in there that you could bring back to life.
Agree. And then, you know, kind of our 8th point here that I think goes right along with that is you could think about hosting smaller educational events, right? So everyone thinks a seminar has to be huge. They don't. You know, you could invite 6 to 10 couples for coffee. Maybe, like you said, they've already attended one seminar, but the timing wasn't right. Perfect opportunity to get back in front of them. Maybe it's right now. You could host a retirement Q&A. You know, maybe look at partnering with an attorney and doing a local event, or a CPA. As you know, lunch and learns are really popular in the summer and can go a long way to building that momentum. So smaller events, you know, they often create deeper conversations than, say, filling a hotel ballroom with, you know, 300 people. So I think that can really help build that momentum as you come out of summer.
There's a lot of overlap here with some of these top 10. So if we think about centers of influence, as you're reaching centers of influence and you're trying to connect and you're asking about their business and you're asking, well, what kinds of clients are you looking for? Doing a co-event, a lunch and learn, a breakfast, where you're bringing together information that could be valuable, where you both get to speak. There's an overlap there. If you're revisiting old dead leads, you know, then maybe timing wasn't right, but they would be interested in coming for a short lunch and learn. I've got an advisor that's doing a summer series where they're doing a big breakfast once a week and inviting people to come in. Some weeks are bigger than others, but somebody is always there. They're connecting. They know that he's out there. He's available. He's a resource. I mean, things like that really go a long way to keep the momentum going, which is what we want.
Exactly. You're exactly right.
You mentioned this earlier, work on your business. Again, we've got some overlap here because we could take any of these things and say they're working on your business. But if we take a step back and say, What's one of the main differences between the way elite advisors spend their time and average advisors spend their time? Average advisors get sucked into the daily minutiae, right? They're constantly just working in the business. They're being reactive, probably rather than proactive. Elite advisors intentionally schedule time to work on the business, to ask themselves, does my process need updated? What system needs to be improved? Am I spending my time in the right areas, or do I need to delegate? Do I have the positions in place that I need? Do I need to hire? Is there something that's slowing down my team? What's preventing growth? All of those things are important. And if we don't set aside time to go through it, think through it, take some action on it, we're just constantly working in the business, and we never make adjustments to keep moving forward.
I think this one is the hardest one to do, right? It's like you said, it's so easy just to get sucked into the day to day. It's really hard sometimes to take a step back and actually think about, so what is it that I'm actually doing? So that you're exactly.
It is hard.
It is very hard, and summer would be a great time when things slow down so that you can do that. Obviously, you don't want to forego business if it's there. So if it's a little bit slower, great time to work on the business. So, and then I would just say last one here, number 10, you know, prepare for the fall search, right? So September through December in this industry, it's often the busiest stretch of the year. So don't wait until September to prepare for that. Schedule your workshops now. Create your marketing calendar now. You know, book your client reviews now. Get all your presentations finalized. So when everyone else is trying to get organized in September, you're already ahead of the game. You know what your game plan is. Now you just have to go out there and execute it.
I think for some, this is going to be a mindset shift, right? For those that have been in the business a long time, we've kind of gotten into the groove of, you know, here are the months I do marketing, and then here are the months I'm going to totally step away. Nobody's doing any seminars in summer, or I can't get people to commit to appointments in summer. So I'm going to kind of stop working in summer. I'll pick back up in September. We'll get things going in. I'll push. There's always going to be time that it's more difficult to get people to move forward. We're going to have September to end of October, mid-November, and then holidays are going to hit, right? So it is a very condensed time that is the busiest time of year. Then we have holidays. Then we have January. People are trying to rebuild momentum. So really, we can't afford to take big chunks of the year and completely take a step back and say, well, I'm going to wait until fall rolls around again. It is a preparation season, and it is a time to shift where maybe I'm not focused on the same type of marketing, but I'm doing different things to connect. I'm enhancing what I get from referrals. I'm doing smaller events. I'm really connecting with centers of influence. The advisors who continue to build relationships, improve their process, create value during these months where they normally just completely step back, I think very consistently we see that they don't have the wild swings in their business, right? They don't have the, gosh, I fell behind. Now I'm trying to catch back up. I really need my marketing to hit and fall because that's going to be where I generate everything. Just keep the momentum flowing and don't get yourself to the point where it's up, it's down, it's up, it's down. That feels a little chaotic.
Agree. Yeah, you're exactly right. No consistency, right? It just, when there's no consistency, it makes everything harder. And to go along with that, I would just say growth doesn't always happen because you're busier. Mm-hmm. This is one that I can struggle with, I'll admit. So sometimes it happens because you're more intentional in what you're doing, right? Or like we were talking about earlier, you actually take a step back and think about for a minute what you're doing and if that makes the most sense. So if you use the summer to strengthen your foundation, you'll actually be ready when activity naturally increases later in the year.
Yeah, I think a lot of these are probably items we know, but it's easier said than done, right? It's like, yeah, I know I should do that, but how am I going to carve out the time? Do it. Now is the time. Things are likely slower. This is the time then to say, here's how I'm going to structure my year. Here are the things that I'm going to be intentional with. So I want to say, I hope that this has been helpful. If you're listening and you're like, this all sounds great, I need a path to follow. I need some help organizing, you know, what exactly am I going to do? What are others going to do? How are they reaching out? How do I do search? What are some of the Care Bear calls I should be making? How do people do their breakfast? We are always able to share information on exactly what others are doing and help you build out that custom plan for you. So if you found today's conversation helpful, give us a call, let us know. We're more than happy to build out something specific for you to help momentum continue throughout the summer and into the fall. So hope everybody found it helpful, and we will see you next time.